You're listening to Life Jacket, your literary buoyancy aid from Artful Scribe. I am your host, Antosh Wojcik. Episode 7, There is Always a Light. I was working in the Camel Estuary out in Cornwall on a film commission, and this entailed waking early to track the tide changes and record the birds at the start of day and the day's end. Something profound about the estuary is the same space is incredibly different every day, but what I notice the most is the change of light both on water and the kaleidoscopic cliffs. The sounds of the estuary are timed to the intervals of the light and the tide too. The skylarks are up increasingly earlier. The trawlers are navigating shifting tides. So much depends on the light, and it is always there, even when it seems unpredictable. If I could, I would bottle that estuary light and tuck it into my life jacket for those days the light evades. This week's Life Jacket collects young poets from Artful Scribe's Wessex School's Poetry Slam and offers an array of radiant young voices, different styles and exciting approaches in poetry. Expect the contemporary and the classical, the slam lyrical and the surprising allegories, and the daftly poignant. Each young voice collected here is a light in its own right.
Darkness, I am free. The endless pit inside of me has vanished. The cold once there, gone. The switch has been turned on. That feeling of not knowing where the light was going. That agonising torment fades. The light was dimmed. The closer you got, the brighter it became. You're playing a game. When you're on your last life, everything matters. So precious, close to shattered. That feeling of the closeness can be scary, but in those final moments, a sigh of relief. That belief grows stronger. You're almost there. You can touch the light ahead. Deep breaths. The warmth, the happiness, the feeling of the wind touching your face. You've made it. Just take a moment to slow up your pace. You have finally finished the race. Where there is darkness, there is always light.
Light in the Darkness by Freya. A poem of courage and pursuit, ruminating on the fading forces of constraints. Darkness, I am free. Such a strong opening to bring both poet and listener onto the illuminated ground, so that we may find light wherever we go, whatever the decisions we need to make.
A corn maze. Why do people see a maze as fun? There's no way out, only the strangling realisation that you will never come close to human life again. Running until blood drenches my socks, distant conversations leading to dead ends, scarecrows following me and then disappearing without a trace, while music and a jumble of directions blares from no particular direction. I stop at a fork, there's four possible routes. My mouth fills with a familiar taste, tears well in my eyes, but none dare to fall. At each root, there is a sense of comfort, false comfort. She curls up into a ball, the directions getting louder until they're no more than a jumble of left and right. She crawls straight ahead upon hearing the voice of her father, only to be met with another wall of corn. She weeps. They lied about the maze. She lied on the entry form to the maze, and now she's stuck in a trail of dead ends. Nobody's there to hear her shrieks. She can't even look at the corn without screaming.
A Corn Maze by Izzy. A poem that both realises a chilling, claustrophobic experience, but also an allegory on the nature of making decisions and doubting your options. Lines like, the directions getting louder until they're no more than a left and right, and stuck in a trail of dead ends, speak to this. The interplay of, they lied about the maze, and she lied on the entry form to the maze, is an admission of regret and of misleading context in which that decision was made. I also appreciate how the third section of the poem moves into third person, marking this section as the revelation, the horrifying truth of regrettable actions. Little to be seen of the light in the poem, but the poet has carefully constructed this work to shed light on an internal conflict using the trappings of a corn maze.
My poem is called Ode to Order. Dear Great Order, I am sorry. When did it stop? When did we stop loving you? Why did we abandon the safety, the smoothness of you? Why did we go to the chaos, the fear, the death? Why do we shiver at your fault when it was once our only fault? I look at the plants, your only true followers. I adore their order, their peace, and I once again question, why did we leave? I glance back at humans, too afraid to watch for long, as I fear the chaos, the death. And as we ruin ourselves again, I ask, no, I beg, that you embrace us once more.
Ode to Order by Finley. A new romantic poem for the ages. The ode form apt for such an argument. I'm a bit obsessed with Robert Frost at the moment, and I find him here, in the deft truisms. The pastoral providing a window to the theme. This notion of a flower being Order's only true follower particularly resonates. It's an instinctual, incisive line that demonstrates the poet's view of the world. It makes flowers new for me. The flowers are almost the only light in the dark for the poet too, as the poet weighs up the forces of chaos against order. Let us look to the flowers to find order. Frostian indeed.
My poem is called Cabbages. I had done it. I had eaten all the cabbages and all the lettuces in the whole world. Then my stomach grumbled. It lurched. The cabbages, the lettuces, up they went, out they went, one by one. The cabbages, the lettuces, gone. If anything had been accomplished, if anything of mine had been completed, if I were done, the cabbages, gone. What I had strived for, what I had hoped for, what I had tried so hard to achieve, if it's gone, no, I must not give in, for the end of a story is for us to start anew. If it has been removed, I still live on, to eat, to love those beautiful cabbages.
Cabbages by Max. A glorious successive poem evoking James Tate and the morals of fairy tales. The light is felt in its humour, light felt in its message. It's like a proclamation, a wacky moral or fable. There's radiant light and truth beneath the poem, notes on the notion of striving. Sure, it may be directed by the conceit of consuming cabbages, but there are lessons for all of us to learn from such succinct and playful verse. For the end of the story is for us to start anew. The poem's argument brimming with courage and light here.
I'm still holding on to everything. From the smiles we put on each other's faces like the glittery stickers on our walls, to the crystal clear tears that flow down our faces like the pittering of rain when it felt like the world was against us. I'm still treasuring every last precious piece, every last surviving memory that allows me to press a replay on our lives just so I can relive those very meaningful moments. I'm still looking out of the same glass window I'd wave to you from every day across the street, wishing on every last star in the sky that you might appear in that carefree manner of yours and reveal your radiant face. And I'm still hoping that one day you'll wrap me in a humongous bear hug and cause all my deepest, darkest feelings to retreat into hibernation and bring out the heavenly light encasing me into comfort till the point it becomes uncomfortable. Yet I know I shouldn't, for it causes the pain to excruciatingly evolve into agony, and still I do. For those times we spent together filled the holes in the path to freedom I'd long fought for all my life. Like how a tramp yearns for a place to call home, you're my home. And will always be, even when you're 6 feet deep. Your memory is my safe haven. Whenever you would talk, your voice was that of birdsong, the most peaceful sound that would flutter and settle in a special place in my heart, each syllable igniting a new flame of courage in me, lecturing me on the wonders of my life that once seemed so permanently invisible, non-existent, until you blew life into it with the magic of your words. You would stand tenaciously by my side as hurricane after hurricane of torment and shame would shower me in disgrace. And every time you'd stand taller, stronger, a tree in the storm that braves everything and shelters anyone and everything in need. And you sit by me in the dark when I'd let the sinister ropes of my fabricated worries strangle me so hard they began to puppet my existence, suffocate me till my cries were no more than whispers. You'd hear me. You'd free me. For even if 10,000 miles are between us, no barricade could surpass your care for me.
You'd remind me that I was worth everything, that I had purpose to serve, that I belonged. You made me remember that I was human and humans will never be perfect. So I crave make-believe. And even though you're no longer here with me, your vivacious way of life will forever blossom, forever adding more vibrant specks of colour to more and more lives until everyone becomes a painting of its own design. And do you know why, my friend? Because now I walk with my chin held high and a smile that stretches round the circumference of the earth, as you are the reason I've become who I've become.
This poem was by Ramat. The poem is an actualizing reminder to oneself, almost like a diary entry or letter turned lyric that the poet could return to on their darkest days to find that light again. How generous for this young poet to give the poem to a room of listeners, to us in turn, so that we may find that light that strays too often. A tree in a storm that shelters everyone in need, in the poet's words. You heard poems from students of Applemore College, New Forest Academy, Hounsdown School, and the Romsey School. These poems were recorded at Artful Scribe's Wessex School Slam 2024, an annual school's poetry slam that takes place in Solent schools. These students were selected as a handful of representative work of a wider bunch of incredibly talented young writers. Life Jacket is produced by Artful Scribe, a not-for-profit writer development agency based in Southampton, supporting emerging and continuing writers in Hampshire, Dorset, and the Solent region. Artful Scribe is supported by Arts Council England. I am your host, Antosh Foyjik. This is Life Jacket. Stay buoyant.